You may have seen it, you may have already used it. It's called Face App, and it uses artificial intelligence to age users' photos. But there are concerns that thousands of U.S. citizens could see their biometric data fall into the wrong hands, and now Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the FBI to investigate the app, which is owned by a Russian company. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Graff, founder of cybersecurity firm Telegraph. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. How much of your information could they have access to once you load that app onto your phone?
Well, they could. Hi, good morning, Susan. They could have access, in theory, to all of your photographs, for example, and also your location, your precise location, down to a few feet at the time the picture was taken, in addition to your username and your name. And then all the stuff about your face, right? So the actual construction of your face, where the eyes are, how far apart they are, and any all the information that's necessary to identify you, they're going to have.
And the question, if, you know, as this story has broken and we've all fiddled with it and then said, oh, hang on, did I just give away something I shouldn't have? Because it's such a compelling thing to play with, right? Is what does all that mean? If a company in Russia that none of us had heard of until this week has my face or maybe access to more photos from my phone, what does that mean?
Hey, Stan. Well, it means that they have the, it depends on whether you believe them or not. If they're doing what they say they do, they only upload that one picture and they use it. So that in itself is not too threatening. In theory, they could misbehave and they could suck up all your pictures. There's no evidence so far that they actually do that. And it's a good thing that the FBI can check. But independent security researchers so far have found that they actually are doing what they say they're doing. They take one picture, aging it, and giving it back to you.
If you've already loaded this app on your phone, what should you do? Should you delete it? What gives?
Well, you should delete it, but I don't know that it really does anything. You know, the most troubling thing about this, guys, is if you've read the license agreement that you, spent like 100 million people have agreed to, it's amazing. In the license agreement, it actually, you grant them a perpetual, non-exclusive, worldwide, transferable, sub-licensable license to use and reproduce your picture. They can sell it without compensating you. And gosh, you know, for years, you could be used to advertise anything, right? And you've given them the right to do that. So the license thing scares me more than the biometric data, which after all is being collected by the DMV, and we know that the airports are starting to use this to decide who gets on the plane in what order, right? So facial recognition is here, but the licensing thing scares me to death.
There's a fascinating wrinkle. In so many cases, the image that was taken by an app user is not of that individual. I'm thinking of you, Nick Palmer, KCBS producer, who came in and took my picture yesterday. So at this point, it's my picture that's in FaceApp's cloud, and it came from a user not named me.
Absolutely. And you know, the other wrinkle I'll throw at this, you've probably heard of the so-called deep fake video, where you can actually, now using artificial intelligence, you can produce videos that are almost undetectably look like, you know, make somebody look like they're doing anything. Well, if they've got your face, if you give them a picture of your face in that kind of detail, then theoretically they could match that to a deep fake video and have you look like you're doing anything they want to. So that's scary too.
Mark, we have about 30 seconds left. At a technology level, this thing is fascinating, how fast it works and what a compelling output it is. Are they on a cutting edge here?
Yes, but a lot of people, there's a whole surge. What we're seeing, and with a combination of what artificial intelligence finally can deliver, people like me have been waiting for 20 or 30 years for AI to really pay off, and these things are utterly fascinating, but we have to use common sense in giving people permission to experiment on us.
Mark Graff, thank you for the time. He's the founder of the cybersecurity firm Telegraph.